Governor Maggie Hassan has signed into law a bill to put state dollars into new and existing drug court programs across New Hampshire. But for the past 4 years, Belknap County has been running its own drug court program without any financial help from the county, state, or federal governments. They call it Recovery Court, and it's under the direction of a judge who has placed compassion at the heart of the program. NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports.
When you sit in the back of Judge James Carroll's Recovery Court in Laconia, you won't feel like you're in court. Here's Carroll talking with recent graduate Caitlin Millett. That day, 23-year-old Millett had just found out she might have complications with her pregnancy.
So, you good?
Mm-hmm. I'm just emotional.
You get your phone?
Yeah.
All right, so you make sure that you're going to call her or you get a hold of somebody here?
Yeah.
I'll close down the damn court. I'll come pick it up. All right, I'm not sure if you're going to fit in my little car.
If you didn't know better, you might mistake Judge Carroll for a friend. He jokes with the participants, asks them personal questions about their kids and jobs, and even attends events with them, such as AA meetings. Carroll has been on all sides of the criminal justice system, defense attorney, prosecutor, and now judge. And along the way, he grew frustrated with seeing the same faces, people who were battling a drug addiction but not getting the help they needed.
I grew up in this community, you know. A lot of the people that come in front of me, I know. I know the history. I know their family. I know their grandparents.
That's why Carroll teamed up with other community leaders to launch the county's first drug court. But not calling it that, Carroll says, is important.
From day one, I'm not calling this drug court because I really do think it sends the wrong message. To me, it's the equivalent of saying, this is loser's court. This isn't loser's court.
Instead, it's recovery court. A very intentional name that he and the volunteers agreed on in 2012. Carroll's philosophy, when it comes to drug addiction, recovery is rooted in connection.
I just think that, you know, if a person knows that they care about you and they care enough to work hard with you, it changes your whole perspective on life.
Currently, there are drug courts in Nashua, along with Cheshire, Grafton, Rockingham, and Stratford counties. Most have used federal grants and county money to get started. In this past session's bill on drug courts doesn't guarantee that Laconia's recovery court will see those state dollars. Belknap's program is more or less structured like those other drug courts. Participants are nonviolent drug offenders. They have to undergo treatment, counseling, volunteer service, and have weekly to monthly check-ins in court. In exchange, participants don't have to go to jail. A total of 26 people have enrolled in the program. So far, 9 have graduated, and 10 have been kicked out for breaking the rules. Overall, the success rate is around 60%, which compared to national numbers is average. And besides the name, Belknap County's program is run by an all-volunteer team who attend these weekly meetings during their lunch breaks. Because of this, only 10 people can be in the program at a time, like Caitlin Millett, who graduated from the program in February.
I can't express enough how grateful I am for the many chances you allowed me to have. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for never giving up hope.
Millett began using heroin at 15, but has been clean for 2 years. She's working, just gave birth to her second child, and soon to become a licensed recovery coach in New Hampshire. Millett, fighting back tears, told those at her graduation, this program saved her life.
Today, I look forward to that 10 years down the road when my past is just a faded memory. Nobody remembers who I was then because I am like reintroducing myself. You know, this is really Caitlin, not the Caitlin from 8 years ago who did those horrible, horrible things.
Jackie Abakoff of Horizons Counseling Center, who plays a major role in keeping this program running, says when it comes to addiction, recovery isn't easy.
When you're in the throes of active addiction, there is no choice. The thing that is so critical to understand is you're talking about a brain disease. You're talking about chemicals that have altered the normal chemicals in your brain.
And those involved in the program will be the first to tell you, recovery court is no walk in the park. Like when Judge Carroll learned participant Liz Gates skipped several meetings and appointments this past summer.
Here's the deal. the court's going to incarcerate you beginning at 6 p.m. this afternoon.
Okay.
You'll be released on Thursday morning, and starting 7 a.m., a new leaf in this effort, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The recovery court requires that they work hard, that they abide by additional rules and regulations that, in my opinion, are more stringent than sitting in jail. That was County Prosecutor Melissa Goldbranson. She says consequences like those are important, and it's in part why jail superintendent Keith Gray is on board as well.
I'm good at locking people up. I can lock them up all day long. But they're not staying there for the rest of their lives. They're all going back to their towns and their homes and their families. So just locking them up isn't working.
As the recovery court graduation wrapped up this past February, Judge Carroll left the crowd with a story he's told several times before, but one he said that's all too fitting for the occasion. It's about an older man who approached a young boy on the beach tossing starfish back into the water.
And the older man said to the young boy, "But you can't save them all." And he said, "You're right, but I can save one at a time." And that's what recovery is. That's what recovery court is. And that's what you both are.
As the state begins to divvy up this new drug court funding, volunteers at Belknap County are hoping some of those dollars will come their way, so they can start tossing back more starfish. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.